It's Monday, March 27th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The NLRB General Counsel clarifies the retroactive application of non-disparagement ruling. Datto set to launch cloud management solution, catching up to competitors in the managed services software market. And Novo data reveals the top 10 SaaS providers for small business. And does the channel fall behind? This is the business of tech. The General Counsel of the National Labor Relations Board issued a clarifying memo on Wednesday regarding the scope of a February ruling by the Federal Agencies Board that said employers cannot include blanket non-disparagement clauses in their severance packages, nor demand that laid-off employees keep secret the terms of their exit agreements. In the memo sent to regional offices, General Counsel Jennifer Abruzzo addressed what had been one of the largest questions that resulted from the ruling. Does it retroactively void broad non-disparagement agreements that were signed prior to the February ruling? Abruzzo wrote that the decision does, in fact, have retroactive application, meaning that already signed and overtly broad non-disparagement clauses are no longer considered valid by the NLRB. Abruzzo is charged with prosecuting cases against employers who break the rules. She said an unlawful clause would likely not invalidate an entire severance agreement, as the regional offices tend to seek to have the unlawful portions voided out as opposed to the entire agreement. This is quoted from Vice. Why do we care? Oversimplifying entirely, if employers don't want employees talking smack, don't be a jerk. It's kind of that simple. Overthink this, and you miss critical insight. Employers generally shouldn't need this rule anyway. If you're worried about this, perhaps take a moment to consider why. In news from Rich Freeman's Channelholic, let me quote this bit. Datto has cloud management coming soon, like very soon. Included in Datto's RMM Roadmap webcast last week was word that the vendor's first cloud management solution is just months away from GA. This is a bigger deal than it might seem, because while ConnectWise demoed a proof-of-concept cloud management tool at its IT Nation event last November, and Kaseya, Datto's parent, has been talking about cloud management since at least last June, Enable is currently the only top-tier managed services software vendor with a SaaS management tool in market. As a result, cloud-only companies like Augment, Nerdio, Skykick, and Avix SaaSlio unit, more on them in an upcoming edition of Channelholic, by the way, dominate the space at present. Why do we care? This is catnip for me. Finally, movement on cloud management. Questions I want to know. Are the sleeping giants moving? How do they define cloud? SaaS or infrastructure? Enable bought a company for their offering, so look for additional releases to judge if it will change. Are they building further? I maintain that this space is a requirement, and this may be the year there are more entrants. In data released from Novo, the 10 most popular SaaS providers for small businesses. Novo analyzed SaaS payment data between January 2022 and February 2023 from more than 70,000 of its financially active, self-employed, and small business customers across industries. The majority of the businesses earned $250,000 or less in annual revenue, had three or fewer employees, and were all based in the United States. Through Novo's analysis, the company found that these 10 companies were behind the most popular SaaS apps for small business owners. First, Intuit. Second, Google G Suite. Third, Adobe. Fourth, Shopify. Fifth, Canva. Sixth, Gusto. Seventh, Squarespace. Eighth, Microsoft 365. Ninth, GoDaddy, and 10th, Wix. Why do we care? let's link the two to the previous story. First, when most providers think about the software their clients are using, I suspect many of these aren't on that list. That's likely a problem. And when I've been critical of SaaS management solutions, it's because they don't move beyond Google and Microsoft management. If the number one solution businesses use is Intuit, why are they never even discussed? That seems like a concern. Here's the other notable thought. How many of these are so-called channel companies? Two or three, if we're generous to GoDaddy? This is the top 10 list. Sure, it's super small businesses, but there's a disconnect here to be exploited. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust, default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. The perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more about it by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today, rather than my normal quip, I want to recognize the passing on Friday of Gordon Moore, who was the establishment of Moore's Law. I want to recognize his accomplishments and his passing at the age of 94. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.